Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We are here. We are live here. This is Michael Long on Journey into the Light, and we've got let's see. We got about four and a half hours straight coming to you with not one, not two, but three amazing psychic mediums, all to help you and all for an amazing, great cause to help the homeless. Love in action, lifting people up, and there's nothing more beautiful than that. Nothing more beautiful than that. So call on into the show, 347-884-8245. We are also live on Facebook. So join us there as well. You can go in there in the chat room, but also call the radio show to hear the whole thing. And here my guest right now is Psychic Little T. And she is going to be taking your calls here for the next 90 minutes. That's right. The next 90 minutes. So start calling in now. Press the 1 on your phone. I have heard a few people that told me they are just broke. They are just down to pennies. And what I'm telling you is call into the show, okay? We've never been one to deny people from calling in. I've taken close to 20,000 phone calls in my almost 10 years of doing Journey into the Light. So call into the show, okay? But we really, really want people to donate to the mission. And right after this song, I'm going to tell you all about something new, something that, okay, I'll repin this next one. Thank you, Nikki. Hello, Mary in the chat room. But after this song, I'm going to tell you about something really neat, I think, that we're doing here on the radio show and on the mission. So I'm a little changed, so there we go. So call into the show, folks. Coming up after this, after Little T, coming up at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific, is Greg Keane from Lilydale. Greg is one of the senior members at Lilydale. Now, Lilydale in New York is definitely one of the top spiritual centers. And Greg has been there for over 45 years. Greg's been part of Journey into the Light the whole time I've been on. And Greg does just amazing readings. He not only answers your questions, but he gives you stuff that you didn't even ask about. I mean, I've been amazed, and he's a great guy too, and just a decent, caring, and he's up there in Lilydale now. Lilydale is open, and the gates are open, and people are flooding the community, and so we'd love to be up there, but anyway. And then after that, we have a brand new guest joining us for the first time. Her name is Kendra. She's from Utah. She's a psychic medium, spiritual teacher, former beauty pageant winner. She's also a model. The list goes on. She has a great, beautiful energy. She will be live on Facebook. So when she does that, then she'll take over the Facebook. And we'll all go over to her page, and I'll be able to take the camera down. Okay, so there we go. There's the lineup for tonight. Okay, let's start the show here with a beautiful song. We'll be back here right after this.
There comes a time
when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, and it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can go on pretending day by day that the moment somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, love is all we need. Thank you.
All right, we are back. We are live on Journey into the Light. We're having a fun time here on Facebook Live, too. Got a lot of people coming in there and really having fun. And we're singing along to this song and swaying along. So join us both places, okay? And maybe you'll be able to hear me sing a little bit. I can't promise you'll be very good, but it's all in spirit, right? It's all in love. So we got a lot of people in the house and Facebook. We have Nikki, my assistant tonight. Thank you so much, Nikki, for coming on in and helping. And we got Melanie from Canada.
Woo!
And we have Angela is here, and Charlene, and Cheryl, and Philip. I don't know if they're still in there or not. I can't tell, but hopefully Margaret has called into the show, and just a lot of great people here tonight, a lot of good energy, and love you too, Melanie, my sister. So I better get on with the show, this love fest here. All right. That's actually my hands clapping, not the clapping track. All right. So we have Psychic Little T here tonight, right, for the first guest. She's going to be here until 8 o'clock Eastern time. And then Gregory Keene will be here, Reverend, and psychic medium from Lilydale. Lilydale, if you want to look it up, is the spiritual mecca in the U.S., and Greg is one of the senior members on the ground. He's been there for like over 45 years. I should say a lot about Greg. And so that's coming up. And then we have a brand. Greg will be here for an hour. And then we have a brand new guest joining us at 9 o'clock Eastern, Kendra, psychic medium, spiritual teacher. And she'll be live on Facebook, so then I'll be able to drop off the screen. All right, so we are doing this extended shows because of where our heart is, love in action, where we go and we help the homeless or we help those in need. You guys probably have heard the stories of helping girls from being homeless since the age of 14 to now at age 66, having a place he calls home. He has a roof over his head, he has walls, and he is happy. I can guarantee you that. And I believe here on this show, there's a picture of Burles and I. And so what we do is we dedicate the shows, many of our shows, for that mission. So we say, folks, you know, come and donate. You know, many people will go and buy a reading privately and all that's great, but we're saying, you know, just think you're buying a reading here, but it's going for a great cause. It's going for helping those that need a lifting hand, because like I say, if it's not us, folks, the spiritual community, who's it going to be? Who? If not us, who? As Daniel Brinkley said, in fact, he said this week, well, he was back on LA Talk Radio with me and Jennifer Taylor, and he said, Michael, and he told me this on my very first show 9 years ago, and he said, Michael, if God couldn't come today, what would, and okay, let me step this over. If God couldn't come today and sent you instead, what would you and God see in your life review? And that really makes you think about it. You know, what difference, you know, have you made in other people's lives? And it's so true. If us in the spiritual community, because you think about spiritual, what does spiritual mean? It doesn't mean, which a lot of people think, and I did at one time, that, you know, being a psychic, you're spiritual, or being a radio host on a spiritual show, I'm quote spiritual. No, what makes me spiritual is my love for my brothers and sisters, and going out of my way, taking my days off as I do Fridays and Saturdays, and spending it out on the streets and looking and helping those like Charles, you know, that I posted the video of this weekend, and I did again today in case you didn't see it. And Charles was, it was already almost dark, 9 o'clock at night. He was still there under this little light at the Walmart exit, and I was going on by, and I wasn't planning. I was on my way home. And I was thinking, man, what is Charles doing out there so late? It's not, when it gets dark, it's not a particularly safe area. And I thought he must be really in need of getting enough for rent so he's not homeless. And I made a U-turn and I thought, you know, I just feel God is telling me, Michael, show the world. Show the world with greatness and help by just donating help. So I put the video on, and Charles' reaction was natural, was him. And when he said at the end, man, it just still gets me, when he says, thank you, Jesus, and he pointed up to the sky and looked, and to me, that said everything. I mean, that told me that God above is blessing this organization and saying, we're doing good, keep going, spread the word more. And I was just in tears when I left, and it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Over 1,100 people have seen that video on Facebook. Sadly, nobody seeing the video donated, though. That is maybe in time. But anyway, that's what we're doing, and I think it's really important, you know, the action. You know, people say I'm an angel, and I'm not an angel. I really am not. I'm just a guy who's doing what I think, you know, should be done. That's all. I mean, I thank you for your kind words, but and support very much. So tomorrow's Friday, guys, and Saturday. And those are the days I primarily go out, because those are my days technically away from the radio side of things. But I'll just be honest with you, like I've always been. This week has not been a good week for donations, guys. Yesterday, blessed the person who donated, and we thanked them. But all day, we received just $10. And there are so many families, people counting on me this weekend. I won't even give you the list. But it's also the first of the month coming up. I've got to take care of Burles. You know, his rent for $100 a month is due Monday. And we need some love so that we can give the action. Does that make sense? So, lastly, and I do want to get to Little T and your phone calls. You can start donating. The links are there. But this came to me yesterday, last night, and I think this is a beautiful thing. And I posted a picture on this show page and also on my Facebook if you don't see it. And it's a beautiful glass bottle from Lourdes, France, of the holy water from Lourdes, France. So, if you don't know the story of Lourdes, France, and if you've ever heard of Saint Bernadette, she was told by Mother Mary to start digging in a certain area that there was no water at all, but the message said to start digging, and she did as Mother Mary told her to. And just by her bare hands, she dug out the dirt, and water started to come out. And and before you know it, there was a stream. And from this water, she used the water as she was instructed to lay it on the foreheads of those that were sick in the community. And they became healed. And I learned this story being raised Catholic, but I didn't learn it as a child. I learned it as a young adult when my kids were starting to be, were born. And I have used this water from Lourdes, France, on my children when they were young, when they were sick. I would put them on their forehead. And before I started this show, I was helping people all around the world with negative entities, negative energy. And I would send them a bottle of this water. And the response from people was amazing, of the power, the change that came in their life. And one guy, I'll never forget it, he sent me a gold coin that was passed down through his family because he was so touched by this water from Lourdes, France, and of what I gifted him and what difference it made for his family. And I'll never forget that. And so what I'm getting at here is the message that came to me was, let's make that part of the mission. The beautiful bottle, you see that on the show page or on my Facebook page, the beautiful blue bottle where it has Mother Mary. And so reading a message here, but okay. Great time for my computer to freeze up. Anyway, so I hope you guys can still hear me here, but okay. There we go. Okay, so what we're going to do here, and I'm going to do it until, you know, until there maybe is a change, but I'm going to gift this bottle. Anybody giving a love donation to the mission of $100, I'm going to send you out, and I'll ship it out. I'll pay for the shipping, no matter if you're whatever country or state, a bottle of what you're seeing on your screen. And the water comes from Lourdes, France, from the stream there in Lourdes, France, and is blessed by the priest there. So I think it's beautiful. I think it really connects, you know, what we're doing. And, you know, I am myself getting a couple of extra bottles, and I am going to take that with me when I go out with the homeless and those who would like a blessing, give them a blessing of the miraculous waters. I think that I think that's beautiful. Feedback, I would love to hear it. Yay, nay. But I think it's really great. I think it's a great you know, Mother Mary has been really a big part of my life, my children's life, and so is Saint Bernadette. So, but Mother Mary is very special and very important, and I think with a lot of the listeners as well. So, there you go. There you can go and donate. The link is on the show page. Now, if you can't do, you know, $100, of course that's fine. I understand that, you know, not all people will be able to do that. You can still donate the $25. You'll get a 10-minute reading. Okay, Melanie, I see you got to go. Okay, we don't want you to lose your feed, if I'm reading that right. We thank you for being here. So hopefully you guys can still see me. I can see myself, so I should be good. Okay. All right, let's get on with the show, though, and I do apologize, but I just kind of have to get all that out there. But we're going to stay here with Little T and your calls now, and you press 1 on your phone to speak to Little T, and let's bring on Little T on the Journey in Light radio show. And if you'd like to contact Little T, her information is here on the show page. We still have an hour with Little T, so that's great, and we'll spend it with her. And welcome back to the show, Little T.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I can't complain. Gotta love them men.
Now, did they clap better or did I do good or better?
I like you both.
Thank you. That was very well, nicely laid out there. Very safe. That's the word I was looking for.
Well, you know, sometimes we all have to play it safe.
Right. Yeah, I know that you can't beat the clappers. They're one of many. I was joking. I love the clappers. So what? Okay. So what are your thoughts on all that I said? Any thoughts? Sure you do.
Who, me? Mrs. Talkative?
Yeah.
I just, you know, the people that I have met through your show that have become my clients, it just seems like everybody's falling on rough times, and whether they're scraping money together or trying to donate. And, you know, I've said this time and time again, in my own personal heart, is if you can donate $5, it doesn't have to be $25, you know, to do a reading, or, you know, or you don't have to donate at all. Don't feel obligated if you don't have the money. It point blank. And if you have the money, of course donate it. But only do what your heart tells you to do. We're still going to be here asking. And that's all we can do. We can't force anybody to give money that they don't have. Because we all still need places to live too. I know I do. So that's all I wanted to put as a side note. You know, I don't want anybody to be offended that Michael keeps asking for donations. You know, this is what's on Michael's heart. And since I've been working with him for the last 3 or 4 months, it's kind of become my mission too, to help Michael out. And like I said, if you can just donate $1, just donate it. If not, you know, look at your piggy bank. Get up some change. It's not a big deal. But that is my thoughts.
Okay. And I just want to say on that, I totally agree. But, I mean, the reason I say 25 is because I've done this for a long time, almost 10 years. And we've had things we've done donations for and stuff. And if we say donate what you can, those folks who would normally donate, say, $25 will donate $1 or $2, and those who ain't going to donate no matter what still ain't going to donate. And we end up with,
right,
at the end of the show, $10, where it could have been $100, and $100 will help buy a family groceries. So that's why I do it that way. But I always check with the phone lines and ask them, and if they say, Michael, I just can't donate, blah, blah, blah,
right,
I hope say, hang on the phone. We'll try to work you in as many as we have. And I have through the years. I've done almost 20,000. No one has come close,
right,
to that. And but I know how this works and how it doesn't. And we would have never have – when we used to say – let me just be clear on this. When we used to say donate what you can, and people donated $2, $5, we weren't able to help basically anybody. It wasn't working. was not working. Right. So for those folks that just absolutely can't donate, we always say, hang on the phone lines. We'll try to work you in. And in fact, I've got the first caller up. I said, you know, she said, Michael, it's the end of the month. I can't donate. I said, okay, it's all right. Call in. So everybody's being taken care of. But those that can donate, we're saying, please donate $25, because that is what adds up. That is where we can go and pay for Burles' rent so he's not back on the street, or Charles so he's not homeless. So, that's how it, you know, it works. And I think for like the holy water from Lourdes, you know, I think it's great. I think I should give back those who are donating, you know, a sizable sum that makes a difference in families' lives. I mean, there's two or three families right now that are depending on me to come through, and I really haven't been able to this week. So, so I'm really hoping tonight that, you know, people are hearing the message and are stepping forward. And, you know, we can do free readings to the end of time, and we will, as far as no one donating that part. But, you know, I've always said on this show, I think we can do more, and we have, you know, with Melvin, with the mission, with Charles, that video I sent you. I mean, that was beautiful, mm-hmm. wasn't it?
Right, yeah.
So
I was actually on my lunch break, you know, because I work also a full-time job. And when I had saw that, I had pulled one of my coworkers over. I was like, look at this. And she's like, wow. I was like, exactly. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was definitely heartfelt, you know, and it's amazing. You know, I've been in predicaments like that where I'm scraping two pennies together and hoping to get a third one, and where God has actually sent the money through somebody else. So I know that feeling, you know, and I thank God that I've never been homeless. But there's been plenty of times where I couldn't even scrape two pennies together. So I understand
right.
the feeling, like we all do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've all been there. I mean, I was hit by, an F5 tornado one afternoon, and all of a sudden homeless. And I couldn't even work, because I couldn't even do my radio show, because that's where my show is from. And I thought, how am I going to do this if it wasn't for friends, family, and even some friends of the show that helped out my family. Yeah.
Well, you ready to do some callers?
Yes, let's do it.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Let's hear it for callers. All right. So let's get it started. And you guys want to speak to the psychic Little T, call in. Press the 1 on your phone. I'll come to you in the screening room to get your first name, get you set up to come into the show. And we're also live on Facebook. And let's go to our first caller. And let's bring in longtime caller of the show, Kathleen in Massachusetts. Welcome, Kathleen.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And Little D. But, Michael, if I may, I know you have a little mm-hmm. time in the show. I want to say something. God, when I listened to you say all this, I was amazed. And you should be so proud of yourself. I mean, just taking care of one person, Burroughs, for $100 a month for his rent. I mean, to me, that alone is amazing. And I know you want to help more. And another thing, have you ever seen the movie, The Song of Bernadette? You might have
yes.
to order it on Amazon.
No, I've
you
seen
have.
That. Yes, it's beautiful. Yes.
I remember it as a little girl, vaguely. But what I want to say before I ask for reading, I would love some of that holy. And my birthday's coming up August 4th. And if you could reserve some of that for me in one of those bottles, I can give you $100 August 1st. Could you do that?
Sure, sure. Thank you. Thank you. That's beautiful. Of course I will. Of course I will.
And I don't know how to do PayPal. I can give you my credit card number to do it.
Well, we'll talk, you know, off the show. I'll give you some options to make it really easy for you. So, no problem. Thank you. Thank you so much for helping the mission. So, I'll turn you over to Little T. Thank you for your kind words. It was really touching. It really was. So.
Okay. Hi, T. How are you, honey?
Good. How are you?
Good. My question is, I was recently diagnosed with lymphatic edema in both legs.
Okay.
And they blow up and I can't walk. It hurts. And I'm starting physical therapy August 8th or 7th. But I have to go 5 days a week for a whole month for one leg, and the next month 5 days a week for the other leg. And what they do is massage it gently and wrap it up in tight, tight bandages, and I have to wear a boot. And there is no cure for it. But I want to know, and then I have to wear stockings for the rest of my life after that. Do you see this bringing down the swelling significantly? And do you think that all this fluid is a cause of my weight gain?
Wow. When you were actually talking about that, the first thing that popped into my head was diabetic socks. I don't know why, but I think
I'm diabetic?
No. No, the diabetic socks will help compress your legs. They're like a tight-fitting socks after, like, you get your massages. Like, I definitely believe that you should do.
Oh, they put those on right away. I have to go to physical therapy.
Right.
They massage your legs, and then they wrap them real tight. I have to go five days a week and in a bandage all the way up to my thigh.
Right.
And then I do the other leg the next month. And then after, I'm going to have to wear those stockings.
Why don't they do them together?
Because I live alone, and they said my leg is going to be so stiff, I'm going to have a hard time getting around.
Okay. Wow.
And
you're definitely
no
a strong woman. Yeah.
But I'm sick of being strong. I got to be honest with you. I've had enough.
Well, you know, that's just part of us as being women. You know, we are tough cookies. And I have to be honest. I really don't have an answer for you. I really feel that you're going to be okay. And it's just going to be like one of them, oh, well, I'm just going to have to deal with it. And
but you don't
see
if it's going to make a difference bringing my legs down.
I feel it's going to, it's definitely going to make a difference. I just don't think it's going to make a huge difference. You know, even a small difference, it's still better than no difference.
Do you see any weight loss
of
all the fluid?
I personally don't know anything about this disease. This is the first time that I'm hearing about it.
Yeah, that's due to the lymphatic system. Yeah.
I don't. I don't see you not losing the fluid. I think, like, what I'm feeling is the therapy is going to help control it. But I don't know how long you're going to have the therapy either after everything is said and done.
Two months.
Well,
one on the other. They're going to do one.
I don't know.
They're going to do it separately.
I don't know if they could give you, because I know last year when I was in the hospital, they had these, I guess they're called cuffs, where they put on my legs to pulse them so they wouldn't swell. I don't know if you could get something like that to help since you do live by yourself.
Well, I'm getting a Stairmaster or a Stairlift put in on Tuesday.
Okay.
And I'm lucky
okay.
I don't have to pay for it. It comes out of, I live in housing. So they
okay.
pay for it because of a disability.
Well, that's awesome. Well, it's awesome, but
I know,
it's not
but
awesome,
I just,
you know, that you're
I
so much pain.
I didn't know if that was a lot of my weight gain, all the fluid I've accumulated.
I don't want to ask this question, but I'm going to ask this question.
How much
weight have you put on since you were diagnosed? Because you already know the answer to this, and it's yes.
Well, I have suffered with this for years. I just got diagnosed a month ago.
Oh, wow.
And it took me a long time to find someone, a physical therapist. They always do it. You can get it in the arm, too. Like if a woman has a breast removed because of breast cancer and she has radiation, her arm can swell up and she can get lymphedema of the arm. And there's
wow.
a lot of physical therapists that will work on the arms, but they're a dime a dozen for the arms, but not for the legs. And I finally found a therapist at a hospital who does it, and my insurance will pay for it. But it's going to be a long haul.
Yeah.
It has to do with the lymphatic system. It's not like you can take a diuretic and just pee it out. You do pee
right.
out this fluid, but it's not, a diuretic doesn't work for it. You need manual
right.
massage and your legs wrapped up. And then
right.
on weekends, I can't even get in a shower because I can't go on weekends. I have to wait till Monday morning, take a shower. Then a ride will pick me up and take me there to get rewrapped, get me massaged and rewrapped. So you're really not picking up, right?
No, I'm really not. And, you know, I've said this time and time again, I'm not going to try to tell you something. I have no clue, and that's to be honest, but I do know that you need to stick with the therapy and hopefully that they can give you something when you become, you know, on your own again, that all the technology that they have nowadays, I'm sure they have something that can massage your legs, because I'm not sure if you could do it on your own to keep
well,
the swelling down.
Well, what they have to do after they get it down is you got to wear those support stockings, which are a pain in the neck, to get on
okay.
for the rest of your life.
So that's why I was seeing the diabetic socks. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but they're made for diabetics, honestly.
Yeah, they're
so,
real tight.
Right.
Yeah. You actually need rubber gloves to get them on easier. They have special rubber gloves to get them on your legs easier.
Wow.
So I didn't know about the weight because I've had this for over 10 years and I just got diagnosed. But in one
right.
year's time, I've gained over 20 pounds at the doctor's office.
Right.
And
what has the doctor said? Because obviously I'm not a doctor.
I had to go to a vein specialist. And
okay.
right away she looked at me and my legs and diagnosed me. And I had to go for an ultrasound yesterday. My doctor thought my weight gain could be from the fluid, but he wasn't positive because he says, I see your weight went up again. And I said, yeah, for what I eat, I don't get this. And I don't know if some of that would bring my blood pressure down too, losing some of that fluid, because I'm on a lot of blood pressure medicine.
Right.
Four times a day. I take about 6 pills for blood pressure a day.
Good grief.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of, I'm not sure how your diet is, and I'm not a dietitian, but if you read the labels, there's a lot of salt and a lot of foods that you wouldn't even think of.
I know.
And when I started reading labels, I'm like, I can't buy this. I can't buy this.
And I used to
put this back on the shelf
years ago, but now if I put salt in my food, I think it tastes horrible. I don't salt it because of that reason. But
exactly.
Well, if you couldn't answer that, can you answer one quick question? My son is graduating from pharmacy school next spring. Do you see him? He's in North Carolina. Do you see him moving back to Massachusetts?
No.
To...
He's going to get a good job down there.
Oh. Oh, that's...
Sorry, sick. That's what they just were like bluntly no.
Because he was...
Maybe you should move down there.
I can't afford to. This state...
It's beautiful down there.
More. Yeah, but this... I'm only getting $849 a month to live off of. And Massachusetts is one of the highest paying states for disability and Social Security, SSI, what have you. So I've got to stay here. But thank you anyway. I appreciate it.
I'm sorry. I wish I had better news for you. But, you know, hey, maybe he'll, you know, when he gets a better job down there, he'll send you a couple dollars.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Yeah, you are his mom.
All right.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Michael. I have a question for Michael. Is the chat room open?
Well, I have the chat room open in the I'll go ahead and open that. I got the chat room open in the Facebook.
Yeah, because I don't know how to Skype.
But yeah. Well, it's saying Skype. It's Facebook. Are you on Facebook? Yeah, you're on Facebook. If you look under
But I go to your page for the show.
But go to my Facebook page and you'll see me live on and just click on it. You'll see me live on camera. Just click on it, and there's a chat room in there. No, just, you know, we'll just see your name so you can type in there with all everybody else. So, okay, you'll be able to find me.
I'll do it now.
All right,
you know what's funny? She reminds me of my grandmother.
Yeah, I agree. She's great. She heart goes out to her because some of her afflictions with her swelling, as I was telling Facebook people, I have that too, the swelling, and I have the edema, and I get ice packs every night and put them on my legs twice a night. So that's what I do once the show's in. So, yeah. So.
Maybe you need to look into some of them socks too.
Yeah, that's what my doctor says. Yeah, they're hard to get on.
Don't make me call your mom on you.
My wife says they're really hard to get on. She said so.
But you know what? If it helps, Michael, you gotta do it.
I know.
Sorry, the mom's taking over on me.
When did you become my mom? Now I think you're younger than me. So. Come on.
Younger.
I know. So when did you become my mom? When did that happen?
Well, when your mom spiritually takes over my thoughts and starts yelling at you.
Yes, I didn't think of that.
Us moms stick together. Remember that.
Yes, I know. I got to shorten your show, so you can't tell me that much. You're like, Little T is on today for 15 minutes. First caller. Next.
Now, you know your listeners are not going to have that.
All right. Well, let's get to our
next caller. Don't worry, Mike.
Call.
I still love you.
Love you, too. Let's go to our next caller here from Kentucky. And, you know, here's I don't believe in coincidences. And her name is Bernadette. How about that? Welcome. Thank you for your support.
Hi, Little T. Thank you so much for taking my call and assisting me with this reading. I greatly appreciate it. One question to ask first. It's a short question. I just finished taking a really long test. I took it over the course of Tuesday and Wednesday, and I will have results on Friday, September 29th. And I just want to know if you feel if I passed the test overall.
With flying colors.
I passed the test. Okay.
Oh, yes. With flying colors. Like, I want to say you got a 90 on it.
Okay. And do you get a feeling of what will result from me passing the test?
I have to be honest. When you first started talking, like, I felt like I was on a seesaw. So I don't know emotionally if you're struggling, but it feels like I'm on a boat and I keep going back and forth. Have you ever been on a boat and you know, like, the motion thing?
Yes. Because okay. I don't know, because the test is graded in two parts. There's two different. You can pass one part and fail another, or fail one and pass another, or you can pass okay. both of them. So maybe that's why.
And what is the test for?
The test is to become a lawyer.
You got this.
You think I passed both parts?
Oh,
the
I
test?
Know you did. I'm telling you, you passed both. Stop. Okay. Take a deep breath. Bernadette, take a deep breath and breathe.
Okay.
You got this. Like, that's okay. probably why I feel like I keep rocking back and forth, because your brain is going, no, no more, please. But you get the point. Like,
okay.
I know we as humans, we just over-exaggerate things because we worry about the unknown. Yeah, you got this. Have you actually submitted your application to some law firms, or are you just kind of like biting your fingernails waiting for the test?
I'm already an attorney in another state. I just wanted to become licensed, you know, in Kentucky. So that was, you know, me taking that test. So,
when do we find out about the test?
2 months from now. So September
29th. What?
Yeah.
Hey, this is what I don't like about, I got to wait 2 months to find out. If I was right. Anyway.
You can see why I'm calling. You can see why I'm calling.
No, you're going to do wonderful. Like, and what practice do you do as far as being a lawyer?
I represent children and only children.
Okay.
So, children that have been abused and neglected, and then also children
okay.
Who are in the middle of like custody cases and things like that.
They're hard.
Yes, so that's what I do. And so you've answered my first question, Lil T. Thank you. That's giving me some relief. I felt like all the synchronicities with the show, the references to Saint Bernadette, I felt like this is the right place to come to get my answer, so I don't have to wait 2 months.
I am the right person for you.
You are.
Haven't you ever, you know, I've talked to other people on the show, and they just say what a connection they feel with me.
Yeah.
They say how they feel, like, I'm not judgmental. I'm not. You know, because I walked a mile in other people's shoes, and I was that judgmental person, like, 10 years ago. And one day I woke up, I said, I can't do this anymore. It's just not me.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one thing that I wanted to speak upon was forgiveness. I know it's hard. I don't know if this was actually directed to you or somebody in the audience, but we need to forgive and move on, because it takes more energy to be angry and ugly than it does to forgive.
Yes.
And it's the hardest thing to forget it.
Yes, exactly. And I don't know if I have a little bit of time left, little T, but I just wanted to ask, I went through a breakup a few months ago, and I just kind of wanted to know any feelings you had about that. And if
that's
you
probably why I said forgiveness.
Yes. And
holy cow.
Yeah. You tied right into the next thing. And right now, the person that I broke up with, he's I feel like he has some resentment towards me, and I have. I want to know if you feel like there's any chance in the future that we'll ever reunite, or
no, only because you two were on two different tracks. Like, you're a go-getter, you know what you want, you set out to do it, and he's kind of like the procrastinator, and you just feel like he's more dead weight, if that makes sense.
That's how it's been described. Yes, yes, exactly. You nailed it.
I like being right.
Yes.
No,
yes.
They're actually, the way that you're so positive, like, I love your energy. You're sending out vibes, and men are picking up on it, but you need to be careful about being too nice, because then the wrong men seem to pick up on it. You know, I have the same problem. But
okay.
Just kind of tone it down. I know you want to help everybody, but when your feelers are going out, they're attracting the wrong one. But I would love to talk to you more personally on a personal level.
Yeah.
You know,
I
don't want to get too personal on the radio.
Not on the radio, yes. But I'm good. Thank you so much, Lilith. You answered my question. Thank you so much.
Make sure you email me in 2 months.
Okay.
I
want to
know if I was right.
Yes, yes. I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Bernadette. Take care.
You too.
Okay. All right. Bye bye. Much love to Bernadette.
Wow.
And yeah. Wow.
I feel like I'm on cloud nine with her energy.
Yeah. So if you're calling in, folks who are listening, you want to speak to Little T, press the 1 on your phone, okay? Call in, press the 1 on your phone. And if you want to contact Little T for a private reading, which she does very well, I highly recommend it. I was telling the Facebook people here, Little T, I'm not going to last 3 more hours, all this energy I put out.
Maybe you should have put me on the last show. You know, I'd be like, here's your cyber coffee.
Yeah. At least the last show, I won't have to be live on Facebook. I can take it a little more easier. Not really. But anyway, to contact Little T privately, the website is psychiclittleT.com, psychiclittleT.com. And then the phone number, if that's easier for you to jot down to contact Little T for a private session, here it is, boys and girls, 609-320-7912. One more time, okay? 609-320-7912. And if you missed all of that, it's all on the show page. You can't miss it, okay? Greg King coming up at the top of the hour, but next, we are going to another Mary. See, this is all connected today, and I don't believe in coincidences. First, we talked about the Lord's thing, and then we went to Bernadette, and then Mary. Now we're going to Mary in Utah. Welcome, Mary.
Hello, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. And wow, let's see, this has been in my space a lot lately, and have just couple of quick questions. I will be out of a home the 1st of September and just looking for the next direction, where I'm going to land. This is just, it's over death. My father passed, who I was a caretaker for. So I'm just trying to look for some answers and just some direction, if you have that.
Wow. When you first started talking, I just got chills down my spine. Your brother is very much around you.
Yeah.
And we're not going to cry. I'm not crying.
Right.
He's making me feel real emotional. You guys were really close. And you need to listen to your inner voice. He's helping you lead you to where you need to go. You already know the answers that you're asking me. He's already told you. And I'm sitting here talking with my hands 100 miles a minute. So he said, she's just not listening. So I don't know if you're still grieving but
I think that's part of it. I mean, I do mediumship work and, you know, very connected. And when it hits this close to home, you know, you can't read yourself and you can't, you know, get
right.
beyond the humanness at this time. And,
right.
But I don't, I really don't know where to go or at this point at all.
He's making me feel you saw a butterfly or you keep seeing butterflies.
Yep, yellow
like,
one.
I don't know. Butterfly just popped in my head.
It's transformation. We know that.
Okay.
But yeah, yeah.
That
yellow
makes
ones
sense.
Everywhere, which is my favorite
okay.
color. So.
Awesome. It's my mom's too. But wow. He's just, he's making me feel like you're just not listening. And I feel like a broken record.
Mm-hmm.
He's making me also feel like you're going to sit down, you're going to meditate on everything, and the answers are going to come to you. Like, he's really not giving me anything.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like, she'll
I mean,
figure it out.
Can you feel like southwest, east, north? I mean, at this point, some kind of direction. I don't even
okay.
know.
I don't
I
know
really
what
don't.
This means, but he said, take your finger and point somewhere on a map.
Just drop into it.
I don't.
Okay.
He had to be a jokester because shaking my head going, she wants answers. And he's like, no. He's really not giving me. Okay, for some reason, I'm not sure if this is related to you or to somebody else, but the name John just popped in my head.
John.
It could be somebody else. They do that
yeah.
a lot.
Me too. That's why I can't even get a, like I said, a straight answer. Or...
That's why you stopped listening.
Yeah. It's like, okay, this isn't working for me. Yeah, I just, I don't know. I was just hoping that you can shed some
you
light
do
too
know.
Because it's like, I just,
and I think that's
I'm
why
just,
he's blocking me is because he already
state.
Knows you know the answer.
Could it be out of state?
Okay, let me ask you this. Where do you
uh-huh.
want to move? I'm sorry.
I don't. That's the problem.
Okay, so maybe he's right. Maybe you should stick your finger on a map. See where it leads you.
That might be the only option right now because I really...
yeah, he is not. He's just kind of like, whatever. She'll figure it out. So that's
yeah.
why I was like, wait, maybe I need to ask her a question.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, look at different options and... you know, pray on it, and
yeah.
I wish he would tell me more, but he's kind of going, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's about the way he went out, too. Did it my way, I did it my way kind of thing.
Yeah. The Frank Sinatra, I'll do it my way.
Exactly, you know. But it's going to be what it's going to be, and I'm just trusting that, you know, all will be revealed.
Yeah, he's definitely helping you, so just make sure that you open your ears back up and listen or whatever. I know he's your brother, and I have two brothers myself, and I don't usually listen to them. So whatever you choose to do.
I was the youngest, so, you know.
Oh, that's why he's like, ha ha, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah, see, I'm the middle child, so I got away with everything.
Yeah, it's just, you know, there is something to be said about those, you know, the birth orders, you know, it definitely is. And see, that's the other thing is, you know, I say that he, you know, I was a caretaker for him, but, you know, it went two ways. He's always been there for me and taking care of me, so.
Oh, he's still there. You know this.
Yeah.
You already knew when you picked up the phone to call.
Sure, it'd be nice if you could share some information, you know.
But, you know, like I've told other callers, sometimes it's not for us to know. You know, and it stinks, don't get me wrong, because I'm one of them people that want to know. But it's not always the answer.
I have 5 signs in Scorpio, you think so?
Wow.
I know.
Okay.
Every looks at this and goes, oh, your poor mother. And I went, yeah, she said that too.
Wow.
When I was, yeah. So.
See, you have a great sense of humor. You have a great energy. So, I mean.
Thank you.
He said, I'm not sure if this is him or my spirit guide, but Arizona, did you ever want to move there?
Oh, my God. Okay.
I don't know why he's telling me now.
Well, my youngest daughter is a fire jumper, a smoke jumper, and they were up in Alaska, and she just got moved down to Mexico, and then she's going to Arizona. And I do have a cousin and a friend there, but I didn't even think about staying there, you know, with them. But that's incredible.
Maybe go check it out. See if you like it there. And
it's hot.
Well, you could go to Alaska where it's like 50 degrees right now.
I know. I was going to say, I could go there summer, you know, in Alaska and winter in Arizona.
Yeah, go to Arizona in the summertime. No, I mean wintertime, and then go to Alaska.
Yeah.
Whatever that summer. Is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be a snowbird. Yeah. Like, I could do that. Oh,
so there's your answer.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome, sure, Mary. Just make sure you keep your lines of communication open with your brother.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
You're welcome. You too.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Mary. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Now, we're going to bring on, boy, the time flies by here. We're going to bring on a sweetheart of a lady. She is just a beautiful soul inside and out, and I've gotten to know her the last several weeks. She's up in Canada, which I love to be in Canada right now because right there it's about 75 today. Not 100. And let's bring on Melanie to the show. Hey, Melanie.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
Hey, Melanie. Hi, Nikki.
You got to tell your
wife. There's a lot of great energy tonight.
There is. Okay. I am going to go. I got to bring my wife something cold, so I'll let you two at it.
Tell her I say hi, Michael.
Okay, thanks, Melanie. I will.
Okay, Melanie, what's the million-dollar question?
Exactly right. Okay. Do you think I will succeed in learning the languages, being like doing self-teach-wise?
Okay. When you say learning the language, you mean of the Alaskan language?
I've been trying to self-teach myself all different kinds of languages.
Okay. It comes down to, honestly, determination.
Yeah.
But, and I don't feel that's a problem for you.
Right.
I just feel it's, because you're... There's no easy way by yourself. Like, it's kind of like, whatever, you know, you listen to the tapes, but then you just kind of like get lazy about it. And, you know, learning different languages is hard if you don't use it every day.
Oh, yes,
like, I could probably tell you 10 words in Spanish. And that's only because I worked at a fast food restaurant where when people came in that spoke very little English, I would have to learn how to say, like, chicken or cheese.
Exactly.
And so...
Well,
you have to learn what is your need for right now. Like, there's no need for you to learn French. I'm not saying that you shouldn't, but I'm just using that as maybe not, you know, but using that as an example.
Okay.
Unless you go visit France, you're not going to use it, so you're going to start to forget it. Where I don't know if you're a native to Alaska or if you're what they call a transplant.
I've always wanted to be an interpreter. That's why there's the importance for language.
You know, by you saying that, like, the first thing that popped in my head was sign language.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever thought about that.
Yes, I have.
See? But I know there's, in Alaska, like, by watching the documentaries that I watch, a lot of villages.
Okay, right.
So,
that's,
you know, I do watch,
idea.
Like, all the nature shows. You know, I love Alaska. I think it's beautiful.
Right.
I just
think you've
it's
given
too dang
me one
cold.
That I've not considered to actually really dive into. And that makes a lot of sense. Because there is a lot of hearing impaired people that could need that.
Exactly. And you could be the translator to. But also, I don't know. Like, I feel like you're a smoker or you just have really bad bronchitis.
No, I am a smoker. Yep.
Okay. You need to quit.
Oh, I know this.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I know that's a definite.
Because you're making my chest hurt.
Oh, really?
I'm like,
my
wow.
chest don't hurt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, neither do people with oxygen still smoking a cigarette either.
Oh,
really
I know, because that's
I'm
my husband.
Quit. Okay.
My husband's the same thing. He does have to use oxygen, and he does smoke, too.
See,
yes,
my
I
son,
know.
He has really bad allergies and asthma.
Right.
So that's why, you know, and again, it's the mother in me. I'm always taking care of people.
No, I totally get it. See, we're waiting for my ramp to be built, which is happening Monday. Then I can be outside to smoke. Same as him, and neither one of us will trigger the other. So I know quitting is coming.
Wow. And it is too dang cold outside to be smoking.
Oh, no.
And then,
well, that's just it, right? You ain't going to want to freeze your butt off outside having a butt. So you're going to quit quicker.
Yeah, honestly. And it's crazy because they just passed a law here in New Jersey that you got to be 21 to buy cigarettes now.
Oh, see, in a way, it's kind of good.
Yeah, well, you know, with cigarettes being, I think I saw a sign for like $6 and some odd cents. I was like, wow.
Right.
You know, when I was a kid, they were like $1.25.
Yeah, I remember when they was cheap, because my mother smoked all her life, too.
Oh,
and I remember running to the variety store with money, and as a kid, you could
get
them.
Cigarettes. Yep, I'm guilty for my parents, too. Luckily, I never picked up that habit, and, you know, with my son having the bad asthma that he has, it would have did none of us any good.
Yeah.
Because I'd have been giving him an asthma attack along with myself. I don't have asthma, but...
Right.
You know, it's the way of the world.
It is, it
but
is,
yeah,
it is.
You definitely need to look into...
quitting.
The sign language thing and you know,
sign.
Send me
right.
an email. I don't know if they have classes, but I know that
well,
I
see, I'm going
you
back
can
to
go
school.
On the internet.
I can't get out of the house, but I'm going back to get my grade 12 online through Gary Allen.
Good.
So this is good because I'll get my grade 12, and then I know, like, the goals I want. I know how to accomplish them. It's just a matter of putting it all together.
Yes. We all seem to have that problem, don't we?
It's not that I don't want to do it. I do. It's just a little difficult when you can't get out to get certain things done.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of the state. I don't know how much snow you guys get, but I'm sure it's unbelievable.
Oh, we get lots. We're lucky
yeah,
some
I
years
like
next
watching,
to none, and other years, lots.
Yeah, that's like Jersey, the like dumps a foot of snow, and in the next 3 years, it's nothing. Like,
well,
what the
I've
heck?
Had it
and,
as a child living in Sault Ste. Marie, where it was up
okay.
to a two-story level house to the top window.
Wow. So,
so
you literally had to unbury yourself.
Oh, yeah. Like, you'd open the door, snow.
Now, somebody that I knew, I used to work with years ago, said that when her husband was in the military, that they used to have to leave their keys in the car because it got so cold that it would freeze the ignition.
Yes, that's very true. Because here,
I'm
just in Acton, Ontario. My husband has to use WD-40 in the key locks of the door to keep them from freezing up so he can get his key in there to unlock the door to get in to start the car.
Wow.
So there's a hint for everybody out there. WD-40. It works wonders.
Yeah, it does. It's kind of like duct tape. Yeah,
exactly.
Them
my husband
go
uses
hand
that
in hand.
For everything, too. He duct tapes the broken dryer pieces, and they work again.
See?
Yep.
That's insane. Like, to think that living here in Jersey and we complain about a foot of snow and you guys are getting, like, 10 feet of snow?
Yep. But that's what I lived in Sault Ste. Marie. Sault Ste. Marie is north of me, northwest.
Okay.
So, like, I'm in Ontario, which is closer to the lakes, like Ontario Lake and stuff, which is closer to you.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
But we still get a fair bit.
That's Canada, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in
that
Canada.
Makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah, I have a good friend of mine that lives somewhere up there.
Nice.
Some little town. I'm kind of clueless when it comes to other countries.
Yeah, because I'm in Acton, which is a little town just outside of Toronto. I'm an hour away from Toronto.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly where she is, but she'll call me or text me every now and then and be like, can you buy a phone card for me?
Aww.
And with the exchange rate.
Oh, tell me about it. That can kill you.
And it took her like a year because she was waiting for the exchange rates to go down. And for like $25 in American money, it cost her like $38.
Yep,
I'm like, for all that, you could have waited.
Yeah, I've
learned
that.
And she's like, no. But yeah, I'm just like, wow, that's insane. And she makes, good money up there. I don't.
Right.
I know she's a manager of something up there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. I said, you need to move to the U.S. where your family is.
See,
she's
I used
like,
to be
no,
a school,
make good
school
money.
Bus driver.
Okay.
But because of the MS and disabled now, the eyesight is gone for the peripheral driving. On the left, so they took the license. That's why I'm not able to drive. It's not that I couldn't. It's the sight's not there, and you need that. Right?
Yeah, that does help a lot.
Yeah, so.
You'd have to put a sign, blind person, move.
Exactly. Everybody would be running for the hills.
I don't know the way some of these drivers here are in the U.S. They need that.
But yeah, I drove, the big school buses?
Oh,
the
yeah.
Big long school orange buses? I drove that into Toronto, and Toronto's crazy. Probably like your New Jersey.
I don't know. I'm in South Jersey, but North Jersey and, like, New York. I told a friend of mine, he came out from California, and I had to go pick him up in New York. I said, never again.
Again.
Ever. And he left, and he's a bus driver in San Francisco, California.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I'm pulling over and you're driving. He's like, no. He's like, I drive all the time.
Yeah,
I'm
see,
like,
I that's
hate...
what I miss, the driving. Like, that was the only job I've ever had that I loved. Never took
well,
a day off.
Well, you could be like
from...
my great-grandmother and take up crocheting that she keeps trying me to do. And
no,
keep
I
telling
did.
Her no.
I did used to crochet, and I tried to get back at it. That don't work.
It's boring.
Yeah, that's why I'm switching to languages and things I'm able to do with no problem.
See, I keep trying to tell her this and she don't listen. Every time I go to the store now, I got to stop down in the crochet aisle. I'm like, seriously? I'm like, I don't want to, like, I even looked, and I was like, no, this hurts my brain to think about it. Where my niece, she's like, oh, yeah, I can crochet a blanket in, like, 2 days. That was a year ago. I'm still waiting.
Oh, wow.
I was like, are you ever going to crochet my blanket? And she's yeah, I'll get around to it.
Yeah, see, I was crocheting before this happened to me a bunch of squares because I was doing the blankets for my kids with mm-hmm. their names in it in a different color.
Okay.
So I have all the squares made, just not able to put them together now.
Hmm. You
They're
know,
all
we
different
had,
colors.
My grandmother used to do all that, and she made everybody, we call them grandma blankets. Everybody
yep.
had one. Mine
yep.
started to fall apart. And my grandmother's 89 years old now, so
wow.
she's incapable of making new ones.
Right.
So, but, you know, life goes on.
That's true. See, I just look at it now. I'm finding different things that are new to me, but I'm able to do.
I think Mike's back.
I am back. Were you looking for me?
It's like the cat scratching. We were having a great old conversation.
I heard. I was here. Most of it, I had to go get my wife, bring her something cold. So
awesome.
I gave her your hug there, Melanie.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
Thank you. But we got to shut this show down. Get ready
yes,
for the next
yes.
guest to slide in. But
it was nice
really...
having you, Nikki, and thank you for that so much because that just confirms it for me.
Yeah, show me email in like 2 months when you complete it and let me know what's going on.
Well, I don't know if I'll learn it in 2 months, but I'm going to try.
Update
email her sooner. Email her tonight. You guys need to connect. You guys
I thought
would really
email me
really
how about
well.
In a week.
Yeah, tonight. All right. I have got
thank
to go.
You, Michael,
thanks, Melanie.
So much.
Thank you,
Nikki.
My sister. Send you much
love.
Love.
You guys.
We love you, too. All righty. All right. Love her. All right, little T, love you too. And I've got to skedaddle to get ready for the next show. But that was really a great show.
Yeah, I thought so too. You have some wonderful listeners. A lot of great energy tonight. Now I'm
really
up here running in circles.
What are you running for? Where are you?
Oh, the energy that is
oh,
like,
I
need to go outside and hug a tree.
Yeah. All right. I gotta go get set up, otherwise the next show won't work. So, all right. Thanks, little T. Have a good weekend.
You too, Michael.
All righty.
Bye
bye. Bye. A psychic little T. Coming up next is Greg King from Lilydale. So everybody, redial, call back in as this episode will end. But Greg will be here in just less than a minute. Thank you.